Here's our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
I'm listening to this, the injuries that you guys have all endured. Has anybody been more injured doing next to nothing than Duffy?
Well, flag football is very strenuous, isn't it?
Well, he was on the panel for how long, with his finger in a splint?
Yeah, he was Freddy Got Fingered. He was Edward Scissorhands. He had this contraption.
And then the one year he's hobbling around there, and we're like, what happened? Oh, I was playing flag football. I pulled my hamstring. Oh, for crying out loud. Like, suck it up, pal.
Yeah, like sometimes he'll like put his leg up on the desk and be doing this leg stretch, and it's just like, what's the matter? He's like, oh, you know, blew out this. And it's like, dude, you're not even an athlete. But play flag football with your loser buddies.
No, but isn't it a 50 and over league or something? Because I remember being down.
Yeah, people don't understand that. Duffy's not like 35. Like the guy's 50 something years old.
Yeah, he pretends he is. Because, he's just not.
Because there was a famous guy who walked by. I can't remember. He was like a drummer of a big band or something. And a little bit older, like 68 or something. Duffy's like, yeah, he plays in my flag football league. I'm like, that guy's
really
fragile.
Like Neil Peart?
I can't remember who it was. It was the old ACC, and it was during the, like, it was a famous person, because I said to Duffy, I'm like, you know him? He's like, oh, yeah, I know him very well. We play flag football together.
No way.
Wow. They're going to move from that league straight into the backgammon league. They're going to be pushing little board pieces around pretty soon.
The natural transition.
Who it was.
So you'll love this. I've got a ridiculous poll question up on Twitter.
Not your first.
No, it's not. And with the way people have been reacting to your takes this week, your take, it'll be all over the place. So I'm looking forward to this. I mean, the Leafs are on fire. You were in the building last night. The third period was what it was, but another 5 goals, 2 goals for Matthews, 4 assists for Tavares, 4-point night for Marner. Riley's beating records held by Bobby Orr. Like, it's getting ridiculous. Most likely to happen this season. Riley leads the league in points for defensemen. Matthews scores 55+, or 3 Maple Leafs end up in the top 10 in scoring.
Oh, well, see, that's not ridiculous. You have way dumber questions than that.
Yeah, but
I mean, like this, I don't think Riley will lead the league in points by a defenseman. And it just doesn't. It seems like somebody will top him, although he's going to get a pile of second assists on the power play. You know, he's going to make a breakout pass to Marner, and Marner's going to slither through 3 guys and throw 1 goal crease, and it's in. I think Matthews is going to get 50 goals this year. 55, that's a lot. I'm going to go with the 3 in the top 10.
Really?
I was leaning towards that. I was telling Brian, like, Ovi scored 9 goals in his first 5 games last year, because he went hat-trick and then 4 or vice versa. He had 7 in his first 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got 49. And I still think Ovi is the greatest goal scorer of our generation. And if Matthews can get 50... being surrounded by a talented group, like I think it's certainly possible. For 55 is really rich. I think Morgan will get caught by somebody. Doesn't mean he's not going to have an amazing season. It's just as possible. Top 10 in scoring, I could see it. I could see Tavares, Marner, and Matthews being right there. I was teasing Brian, why didn't you put all of the above as a...
As an option? Well, because, you know, Leaf fans are just, they would hammer that vote.
Like, I know,
just to be positive when people are having fun. I mean, in all likelihood, the answer that is most likely is none of the above.
It's most likely.
Like, that's the most, that's the point of this poll, is that you're forced to make some sort of a reasoned decision, even though your instincts would say.
So then you should put none of the above.
Yeah, but that should run away with it.
You got to think that, like, to get 3 in the top 10, obviously you're only going to have 7 other guys in the league in there, and you're like, man, there's some pretty damn good players that you can get to 7 other guys pretty quickly.
Yeah.
To be in the top 10. I mean, look, like, I don't even, in the third period, they were standing around last night. Like, they didn't, they got outshot rather heartily in the third period. And a couple of goal, like the one play there, Vanek hit the post and then Larkin hit the same post on the same play.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They were kind of standing around, yet they still got five goals. And I know they're not playing record-beating teams right now, but they can only play who's in front of them. And if you really look at their division, or, well, in their division, there's two really good teams. There's Boston and there's Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, that they have to play. And then in the other division, how many are really terrifying to them? I mean, there's some decent teams. You know, Pitt's going to have to straighten out their goaltending and yeah. whatever's going to happen there. I mean, Wash is, you know, it's going to have a terrific year, although they got their teeth handed to them yesterday. Philly, I don't know. Brian Elliott was complaining that the goalie gear, they're getting bruises, so he fixed that by giving up eight.
By not getting hit by it.
Yeah, get any bruises that night.
Smart strategy.
I still... My heart goes out to him because any coach that leaves their goalie in for eight, that pisses me off.
Why do you do that? Like, why would you do that? What? Like, you don't want to embarrass him? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just, at six, like, get him out of there. Like,
no, but I'm just saying, is it embarrassing to take him out at six so he says, okay, I'll just let him finish?
I think they played the next night, too, which they were thinking
They played in Ottawa.
They got to roll it out and finish this.
But why not give Pickard some free minutes, like just to settle in with his new teammates? Like, to me, mop-up duty sometimes is a backup. Like, I would argue if Garrett Sparks, and I'll bring it back to the Leafs because this is a great segue. If Garrett Sparks isn't scheduled to start, let's say, till what, the early November? Like
November 10th is the first back-to-back.
So if there's a night that's just an off night for the Leafs coming up in the next five or six games, you get Sparks in there to give him some free minutes to see the puck, see the, you know, get that game timing. And that's what I would have done with Pickard. He was going to start the next night anyways. Put him in for 15 minutes. It didn't matter. The game was over. Like, I don't understand that thought process. To me, if Pickard didn't have his gear on or they were going to dress the mascot in that position, somebody should have gone in and relieved Brian Elliott because that was embarrassing, and I felt bad for him, regardless of him complaining or not. Like,
What I don't get is, so the players all play two games in two nights.
Right.
So why can't the goalie play a period and then three periods the next night? Like, is it that taxing? I mean,
no.
I had to skate around 18 minutes both nights. That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, he could have handled it. It's not like Pickard couldn't handle it. It sucked for him. I mean, the home opener, and you all want it to go well, and the only thing that was any good was old Gritty.
Yeah, and people have had enough of him already.
Yeah.
It me, Gritty.
I'll put my hand up on that. Like, Gritty was fun for about a week and a half.
Has had enough of him.
Yeah, I will be fine if I never see Gritty again.
I think it looks like Jake Voracek. Like, exactly like Jake Voracek.
I'm sure he's thrilled with that comparison.
Yeah, he'd be real happy about that. We were going to bring back, and we will do this a little bit later on, a game called Level of Concern. It was the hottest game in the city a few years ago when the Leafs were a tire fire. We were playing it basically every day. What's your level of concern that Peter Horacek is the coach right now? But we're gonna apply this to the Edmonton Oilers. We'll get your take on this because they lost last night. They have not looked very good through two games. They're in New York tomorrow. Then they go to Winnipeg. Then they're finally home, and the games that they play at home, Boston, Nashville, Pittsburgh, Washington, and then on the road for a back-to-back at Nashville, at Chicago. What's your level of concern if you're the Oilers right now that you may start the season like 2-8?
How are we rating this? Like out of 10?
Well, okay,
single
take
drink,
you through the
6-pack, 12-pack, 24-pack.
Yeah, there's the level of concern. It goes with a couple of beers, a 6-pack, a 12-pack, a 24-pack, and then there's
the Natty Light 77-pack.
The 77-pack, and then there's Nick Cage in Vegas.
I'll go with 12.
12-pack?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good night.
Their D's not going to get any better in the next couple of days. Their right side is still going to be completely inexperienced. They appear to be not a one-line team, a one-person team offensively. Yeah, there's, I mean, they lose two games, it's fine, but it's the way they lose, right, that makes it concerning.
Yeah, game one was McDavid, two assists, and then game two, it's like McDavid, great goal, and then there's not a whole lot else.
You know, so that's what, I mean, those are the concerning points for me. I don't, that's not an easy schedule, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Maybe
they play better at home when they're terrified of getting their lunch handed to them. Like, maybe they do play better at home. I mean, I'm sure they're going to have to hope for that.
Well, I mean, Todd McClellan's got to be hitting the LCBO or whatever the equivalent is in Alberta.
He's close to being Nick Cage.
Yeah, because, I mean, fairly or unfairly, in Vegas, I'd be shocked if there was anyone ahead of him in terms of the odds for the first coach that's going to go. And if they start 2-8, I mean, what else can you do? I mean, they didn't make any moves over the offseason because of the cap, and everything went against them last year, and they're banking on a wave of positivity this year, which I can understand.
But, you can?
Well, listen.
I'm a six-pack.
Because I can't. This is why I can't, Brian, is they missed the playoffs, what, 7-8 years in a row? They made the playoffs, and then they missed. So what makes you think that the making the playoffs was the norm? That's the outlier year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, McDavid won the Art Ross both years, but like, are they? They don't. I don't know. When I look at them, I don't go, "Oh yeah, that's a playoff team." I go, "Man, they got a lot of holes there."
Well, for me, the goalie can play better. Their D can play better. Like Adam Larson was brutal last year and had personal issues, obviously with his father passing. Lucic was brutal last year. Strome didn't settle in. Like, there's a lot of, like, guys that need to play better up to their potential. And then you see what you have. Like, Jesse Puljujarvi. Mm-hmm. That's a fourth overall pick. At some point, the lights either got to go on or there's no light there. Like,
well,
some of the things.
I think they got to, okay, you got this kid. You want to develop him. And, you know, and so they play him a game up with Draisaitl. And then the next game, he's on the fourth line. Like, give him five games. Like, let him not be terrified, or let him figure out what the hell he's supposed to do. Because you guys know, when we got yanked all over the lineup, it sucked.
Well, he was
brutal
yesterday.
You're trying to do something you're not.
He wasn't very good yesterday. I think they played him 10 minutes yesterday. He looked, that Bouchard kid looks like he'll be all right, but he looks like a junior kid right now, where he should be.
Right, he's 18.
You know? But that's what they've got right now. And to me, guys have to either turn the corner or you not move past him. But that right side, that Yamamoto, he looks like he's smaller than Mitch Marner looked when Mitch Marner first started. Mm-hmm. Now, Mitch Marner's bigger than people think. That's the one thing. I think that's a misnomer. I think
he's taller than you think.
Yes. When Marner skates and when he first started, you're like, this guy is 5'6". But he's not. He's taller. And he's starting to get stronger. Yamamoto looks like he's
kid.
He's borrowed somebody's gear.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
he's,
so the rest of the right side is Cassian, Puljujärvi, and Ty Ratti.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Like, that's not a very good right side.
No.
They've got no experience. The one guy that has experience is Cassian.
Yep. He's farther down in your lineup.
And anyway. You look at the way that McClellan is dispersing minutes, albeit it's two games and separated by a week, so guys are fresh. But McDavid played almost 24 minutes last night. Nugent Hopkins, I think, played close to 23. Draisaitl hit plus 20. And then Lucic was around almost 18. No one else hit 15. Like, it's basically McClellan's like, I got four guys I think I can play, and then I don't know what else I'm supposed to do.
But yeah, they hadn't played, and they've played two games in 3 weeks.
No, I know, but I don't think it's a smart strategy. Like, I would get McDavid out 20 minutes a night, 24 minutes. Like, that, at some point, you got to rely. You have to have some depth that you can play.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to. You know, you can't have three guys playing 23 minutes and then the rest of the team barely playing.
Go ahead.
Pitt does it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Pitt plays their big boys a lot. You know, Crosby, Malkin, Letang, they play a lot. And so maybe that's what he thinks he's got. I mean, when, you know, Jamie mentioned Strome before, and, you know, they tried him on right wing. Now he's back in the middle, and he's at a point where, I mean, you got to be a real player, or there's going to always be questions that dog you. That's kind of where he is.
still comes back to the goalie for me. Cam Talbot has to be what he's capable of, if that's what he's capable of.
But what is he capable of? Are you saying he's got to be 93%?
No, but he's got to be... He can't be... He's got, right? If he plays to his career save percentage average, that's all... You know, like.
But like, what is that, though? Because he's kind of a microcosm of the Oilers based on the based on the way that Ray just detailed it. He was a backup his whole career, finally gets a chance to start, 73 games, an unbelievable season. And then the next year, he's brutal, like, what is he?
The second season, so his first season was inconsistent, and from January on was excellent, then the 73, then last year.
So then even more of an outlier, the one season he had, where he was really, really
There's
solid.
There's about 18 months where he was elite.
But, I mean, is that what he is, or...
That's where you're trying to... That's what I was saying to O off air. You got to figure out what this guy is, because he's going to be unrestricted this summer. He's playing for a contract. Like that's to me, it all stems in goal. We all know that if you have confidence in the guy back there, you can make saves. Look at Chicago. I love Jeff Glass. I love Forsberg. Those guys, they didn't get it done in Chicago. LA's running Jack Campbell. And I know Jack's a good guy and worked very hard with Dusty Emu, their number two goalie coach there, but at some point, if Quick's gone for months on end here, LA's going to have a dip. Like, that's you're looking at stability in the net. And I don't see any stability from Cam Talbot right now.
Well, I mean, it feels like deja vu for the Oilers.
If
like
it's
that,
same
and
as
that's got to be terrifying for them.
Two of the best highlights of the night last night came from that game. So,
yeah.
But unfortunately, it was one each way, right?
Well, that Pastrnak goal we set off the top, that might be the best goal of the year, and we're a week into the season.
That was unreal. When you said about the concern, I thought you were going to have, what's your level of concern about some of the Leafs?
Well, I mean...
Because it's kind of been hidden by, the offense that...
Yeah.
Like farther down in the lineup, you mean? Like the bottom six?
Marlowe's not really been very good yet. Jake Gardner, I'm not real sure what he's doing. Like he, as I said yesterday, he set up scoring chances at each end in the first 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, he did.
Golden opportunities both ways.
He's the guy that generates the most.
He doesn't have a shot this year, I don't think.
He has not registered a shot on net, which
It just seems like he's... I'm not a part of this. Maybe I'm moving on. Maybe I'm...
But what
it
if
seems
it's
like his head is elsewhere.
Uninterested?
What if it's game seven? He's shook. Like, is that possible? Like, is that... Like, he was so bad, and everyone was like, you know what? And credit him. He came out and admitted to it, and he sat there and talked to the media, and you move on and all that. But that was such a catastrophic game for him. Is it possible
that... I think O's got it right. I said this to Chris Cuthbert last night. Oh, exactly what you said. I wonder if he's looking at this going, look, I'm not back next year. Like, I can do a little bit of math. Yeah. And
how can I put my heart into this?
Like, I'm just kind of here. And it shouldn't be like that, but I'm not criticizing him for it, too, because I know I would feel the same way. Like, wait a minute. Everybody else is getting looked after. I understand I'm not going to get looked after, but, man, that kind of sucks.
Nice
I'm
to have
an important
a bone.
Guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that may be the case, but he better knock that off real quick because they need him, right? And he needs to perform. Like, he's going to make some money. There's regardless of what happens based on his talent, and he's got a long enough track record. But if he's a disaster all year, it affects the contract negotiation. I mean, he's got to be better. It's only five games, but he has been borderline invisible. When he shows up, it's generally not for a good purpose.
No, there were a couple of things that, on the negative side last night that jammed out at me, because they've happened a few times. One is Marlowe was really quiet, like not really involved in anything. That was one. Number two is Gardner's play that just has not been anywhere close to what he normally is. And three is every game, Ron Hainsey gets beat bad somewhere. And I mean, they need him. Mm-hmm. He plays a lot of minutes for them in a tough spot for him at his age and the way the game's going. He got beat at the blue line late in the game. He ended up, kind of on his nose almost, and it all worked out fine. And then he got the break on the empty net goal. But it's like it's pretty frequent. And he took the hooking penalty. I'm trying to think who the forward was. It might have been Athanasiou that went by him in the middle of the ice, and he got a stick into his legs. You know, like he was too quick for him. And I'm like, you know, those are a couple of things that I look at that, you know, not everything's so rosy, even though they're an absolute scoring machine.
Mm-hmm. There's an orgy going on. Guys got to get involved.
You look at things a little different, but, you know, you're probably not wrong.
Yeah. Someone rang the doorbell.
Get on in there.
Time to get in the game. All right, Ray. We'll leave it on that happy note.
Well, have a good weekend, boys, and make sure you watch your Red Sox
this weekend. We look forward to it.
No, you don't. You're lying.
No. I'm an NLCS kind of guy.
Milwaukee?
Yeah. I'd love to see the Brewers beat up on the Dodgers. I don't think it's going to happen, but Milwaukee would be a really cool story.
Anything that brings Bob Uecker back in, I'm all for it.
Yes, the great Bob Uecker. The great Bob Uecker. I'm with you on that. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You guys, too. See ya.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.